Live from the Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in Bayou-La-Batrie, Louisiana. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest and wisest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man whose only fault is that he loves too much, mainly himself, Richard J. Ringhausen. And also featuring the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, well-loved song and dance man and self-taught herpetologist, the new overseer of the Bridge of Death, twice decorated Air Force hero sandwich eater, a man with Ringhausen blood coursing through his veins, Craig 12.5% Ringhausen Johnson. And are you ready for this? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who has proven time and time again that he is right about everything, most of the time, also the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yay! All right. Yeah.
Hello, Vietnam!
Yeah.
You like having a cheering section, don't you?
I do.
Check. Check, check, check.
I think we can hear him.
Okay. Just checking. Is my dial going up and down?
Nope.
No?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That's the way we like it, isn't it?
Yeah. Welcome! You know what today is?
First day of the rest of your life.
It's the last day
of your life.
Well, maybe.
What do you,
you never know, do
glad
you?
We're here to chronicle
well, I
it.
I guess not.
Today is the last day of the third year of the podcast.
The last day of the third year. We've been doing this for 3 years?
156 episodes.
Get out of town.
Nope. That's what today is, episode 156.
Nice.
That's 52 times 3.
Holy smokes, we really do have nothing else to do.
I know. We got more episodes than Seinfeld. Well, maybe not. Getting close, though.
They were on the air for like 9 years, weren't they?
Something like that.
And there's 52 weeks in a year. How many episodes do you think we got?
156.
Okay, all right. I believe you. I always believe you. You know, I had some friends that just got back from... Australia, and they went to some alligator wrestling, crocodile wrestling shows over there, and we're talking about some of the new moves that the Australians have been implementing in their wrestling techniques that I think we need to talk about in the show today. But
before we do that,
we got some other business to take care of.
All right.
Craig Adal over here, he's got this salivating problem right now because of the box that's sitting at his feet.
Is that the box of candy?
It's not the box of candy.
I would also
salivate. That's responsible for the chocolate in his beard.
That's at a box of candy, I'd salivate too.
Which one is Craig here? He's not as loud as everybody else. Why is that?
Oh, hold on.
You okay, Rick?
Am I unplugged?
I just pushed it all up. Okay.
Check 1, 2.
Check 1, 2.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a new system. We're trying out a new system.
New system. Okay, so are we going to let him tear into it right here live on the air?
Well, give some setup as to what went on.
Okay, after we'd finished up a previous episode, he was talking about being a connoisseur of vinyl.
A vinylphile.
Of vinylphile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not clothing, though.
Vinyl clothing.
Not vinyl clothing.
Yeah, that's creating a really disturbing picture, Craig.
Any picture with him would be, wouldn't it?
Where's the gimp?
I just got done watching that. All right.
We'll wake him up.
So, you're a collector. How many vinyl albums would you say you have?
I would say 400 or 500, probably.
400 or 500. So, and you're a beginner.
Right.
And when is the last time you've actually listened to a vinyl record?
Yeah, when was the last time you put one on the Tone Arm Cobra?
Probably or is it like 3 days ago? 4 days ago?
Well, okay.
It's not like your G.I. Joe collection that you don't take them out of the box ever and unwrap them.
No.
Nobody takes the Barbies out.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Vinyl records.
He brought it up and I had a bunch. Well, you know, everybody had a bunch of vinyl records, really.
Until they were replaced by 8-tracks.
8-tracks.
Which were replaced by cassettes. Which were replaced by
CDs.
Which were replaced by
digital.
Yeah. Right. Which
and now we're going back to vinyl.
So we're five generations back in music playing capability.
Although.
Technology, I guess, is the word.
Wait. Johnson's going to say something.
Vinyl and 8-track kind of ran in the same lanes there, time frames wise, though, right? I mean, actually,
yeah,
you had the shellac records before you had the vinyl, but I mean, vinyl and 8-track kind of ran in the same time frame.
Did you just say shellac records?
Yeah, the old 78s, that brittle ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the little ones, 45s? You collect 45s?
Yeah, I have some 45s.
When they had their, like,
45s were great for throwing.
Their junior high dances in the basement.
Did you have a record player that you could stack the 45s and one would play and then when it was done, it'd drop another one down?
Yeah, it was like a pistol grip thing that slid over that. Yeah.
Yeah.
A pistol grip. I never gave any thought to that.
Yeah, it's like a clip out of a gun, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the records, though.
Okay, so.
So Johnson's referencing last week after the show how much he loves vinyl.
Bragging
records.
About the biggest collection in the state of Illinois.
I didn't say that.
And you then.
I said, well, I've got records. But I had a whole bunch of records and, you know, I lost interest in them. Gave a bunch of them to your son, Alex.
Yeah.
And my godson.
Alex said you took them back.
I did not.
Oh. Maybe that was Brad.
That was probably Brad.
Okay.
but I had a few holdout records that they were albums that never listened to a single one of them. They're in this box right now. And there's a bushel box sitting at Craig's feet. And they were all just kind of weird records that I had collected, either because it seemed weird that the individual actually put out an album, which struck me as odd. And then secondly, it was the album covers that I found intriguing. So, with that said,
I'm going to hand them to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah, here's your first one.
First one. What do you think?
Say what it is. Tell everyone
that
what you got.
Is Carol Burnett Sings. And I'll tell you, I...
song selection?
Let's take a look. That is a huge picture of Carol Burnett's face.
Yeah.
Everything Coming Up Roses, Give a Little, Get a Little, I Don't Want to Walk Without You.
Don't know it.
Comes Once in a Lifetime.
No.
Wow.
Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. All I Need Is the Boy. Let Me Entertain You. The World Is Beautiful Today.
Okay,
Just
you
in
can,
Time.
You can stop.
Yeah.
Let me see that. Let me see that.
It's freaking me out, man.
You know, it's a picture of Carol Burnett, but it's not even a photograph.
No, it's like a painting.
No, it's like a painting, yeah.
Like there weren't 100 million
and
pictures
of
Carol.
And this is a close-up. I mean, that is...
Yeah, she was not really pretty.
Okay, here's one for you.
A drawing, isn't either.
Go!
Music for Big Dame Hunters. That is a woman in a, like, leopard print bikini.
Up in a tree,
up in
right?
A tree.
Yeah,
it's like Sheena of the Jungle.
Yeah. I don't even know who's the band orchestra.
A Big Dame Hunter. I just like
Big
this.
Dame
There's
Hunter.
Yeah, I don't hear a lot of anymore. So what kind of music will get you a Big Dame? Just give me one or two.
I just didn't assume that this is the background music that's playing in like a Dean Martin movie.
When the Lights Go On Again. Sweet Sue.
Oh, yeah.
Till Dawn.
Maybe leave this album right here.
All right. Well, nope, not with that bikini. I'm not leaving that one.
Let's see what else we got here. Here we go.
This one is Mamie.
Mamie who? Say it.
I don't know.
I don't have any idea who that is.
It's no clue. Mamie Van Doren.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
It's autographed.
That is not autographed, sir. That, every single album has that signature on there.
Mamie Van Doren was a pinup girl from the 60s.
The only thing I know about Mamie Van Doren is from that movie that you're talking about, Pulp Fiction. They go to see Jack Rabbit Stevenson. The girl says, Marilyn Monroe's not very good. He says, that's Mamie Van Doren.
Yeah, and who's the third one that he identifies?
Man, I can't remember. Maybe. The one he said wasn't very good.
Yeah. Or she got Night Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember him saying that now. Yeah. She's on the back. She is three buttons down on that,
shirt. Yeah.
Oh, this is actually kind of a little collector's thing.
I didn't see the cover of that one. Slow down, Rick. Slow down.
This is... Well, it doesn't say what it is. It just says August of 67 or so. Woman in a 60s bikini top, and she's got an eye patch.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Look at that.
Got an eye patch.
She's got an eye patch.
That was a promotional album that went out to for disc jockeys only radio stations.
On the back side, it's got a bunch of different stuff on here.
Okay, now, Rick, you've got a winner there.
Yes, I do.
The only reason I saved that album is because I would go out to the farm. My mom and dad would be watching Channel 9, and they were watching this show, and it was a woman playing playing an accordion.
Lawrence Welk show?
It was the Molly B Show.
Oh.
And that's what she does. She's like a super famous accordion player.
It's Molly B. She's a pretty gal.
It's a... Weird Al Yankovic's mother.
Oh, no. It's,
vocal accompaniment.
Girlfriend.
By the Jordanaires. All right.
There you go. And we all know who the Jordanaires are.
Right.
It's Elvis's band.
Right.
Well, you didn't say that.
You didn't. You just said right. Like.
I thought it would.
You thought everybody knew that.
Right.
You know, there's a pattern as to how you sell albums here, apparently.
And this... It's entitled Hawaii. And you can imagine where it goes from here. There's a hula skirt and a bikini top.
Oh, yeah. And both then, sides, front oh, and
yeah,
back.
Yeah, both sides.
Well, I'm not saying front, both sides of the album.
Right. It's got that, who's that big Hawaiian guy that sings
Don
somewhere
Ho?
Over the rainbow?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Io, or he's just like.
With the ukulele.
Two-letter
name.
Okay.
Don Ho.
No, it's not Don Ho. Great big guy.
Yeah. Great big
guy. The guy that sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yes, that's what I just said. Yeah. I'm just thinking, I'm glad they don't have him bikinied up in that. All right, here we... I think I just went dead. I think you just disconnected.
No, you're...
Unplugged us both, buddy. It's where you're setting the albums.
Well, your voices are still coming through here.
That's okay. All that matters.
And it's all because of Craig getting all worked up over these album covers.
Here's the sign of the times. Les Brown and his band of renown.
Yeah!
And there you go. What sells Les Brown?
Looks like bare midriff and some 60s hot pants.
Les Brown was the band that played on the original Nutty Professor movie.
Yeah, when he's dancing at the gym.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is that that they had Les Brown playing at their high school dance.
It was college.
No, was it college?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah,
big
right.
time.
Okay.
What you got there, Rick?
Here you go, Johnson. That's welcome aboard, by the way. And we should clarify, Johnson's going to be the new Greg, right?
He already is, didn't he?
Yeah.
I can't really tell the difference. Go ahead.
Hey, look at this. K Mango,
and
it says.
Craig's thinking, K-Mango. Craig's thinking, wow, he's insulting me by saying I look like Greg. And Greg's listening to this thinking, well, he's insulting me by saying I look like Craig.
Right, so you had a double whammy.
No,
there.
I did.
Congratulations.
Covered a lot of ground.
And this Les Baxter thing here that I've got, the K Mango, You've got a bunch of this stuff X'd off. So does that mean at the radio station there were songs you don't play?
Too racy.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, Les Brown. Oh. Johnson, Hawaii Calls.
Oh, I like Hawaii Records. That one's all right. Hawaii Calls.
You got another Hula Girl?
No. It doesn't need to be. That's a white bikini, and I like that.
That's Waikiki.
It's Waikiki.
You know, this is...
I said Waikiki, not Waikinky.
And you had all these in a box someplace, huh?
I did.
Okay, here's Xavier Cugat.
That's the guy that was on...
Goodness gracious.
Ed Sullivan, wasn't he, all the time?
Xavier Cugat?
Yeah.
He had an orchestra. He was like a Desi Arnaz wannabe, wasn't he?
But this woman's not Xavier Cugat.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, right.
Xavier, yeah. This picture's inside there. Open the thing. Isn't that Xavier Cugat?
Oh, the guy with the mustache?
Yeah.
And a beret? Okay.
The right. Cover girl on this is kind of like a Charo wannabe.
It. Yeah, she's got... maracas and everything.
Or is it Charo?
Oh, she's got maracas.
Charo actually played with Xavier Cugat. She was like,
so maybe that is Charo. Yeah.
But that is not Charo.
It's not.
Nah.
She doesn't have a hat with fruit in it.
And
so
you know,
that's what made
Charo,
me think it wasn't.
You, oh, this is a wonderful one here.
Hey, that looks like
it's
Goldie Hawn.
It is Goldie Hawn.
Wow.
Goldie Hawn have a bit. She have a big recording career?
I'm trying to think what her hits were.
Johnson's about to tell you, what are the greatest hits of Goldie Hawn?
My Blue Tears, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, Butterfly, Uncle Pen, that's P-E-N, so, the House Song, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight.
So nothing that they had to pay royalties for.
Nah.
I'll Be Your
Baby
Tonight.
I'll Be Your Baby Tonight, it's
Dylan, yep. Carrie, that's Joni Mitchell.
Be Your Baby
Stop,
tonight.
Please, God!
You know what's the only thing worse than listening to Dylan is somebody else.
Rick doing it.
Right. Cloudy Summer Afternoon, Ring Bell.
I'm going to be getting a job down in Edwardsville playing Dylan tribute band stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When's that start?
Rick Ringhausen sings Dylan.
Yeah. Are you doing it nude?
Oh, God. Why would you even say that?
Well, that's what that gal from Forrest Gump did.
Oh, yeah. Bobby open mic.
Bobby Dylan. There you go. Here's something you can't live without.
Merry Christmas for the Brady Bunch.
Yeah!
Hey, that's awesome.
So this is from your personal collection.
Yes, yes.
Does it have Carol singing "Oh Come All You Faithful" or "Oh Silent"? Let's she sing to save the day.
And they're all in their, you know, like pajamas in the Brady Bunch house.
Except the dog, but he's got a bow on his head.
Yeah, well, that's good enough. That's fair enough.
So
wait, let me back up a second here. Do you already have that one?
I do not. I got a lot of Christmas stuff though.
There's something you can bring suggestions to Jerry for the Christmas show.
Yeah, I'm just guessing, and I'm wild guessing, that there's nothing in this box you already have.
Okay, well.
There may be one.
Okay.
There may be.
If you got the Bradys, you might as well have.
The Waltons Christmas album. Look at that.
My Christmas cactus.
Oh, so it's okay for you to do your imitation.
Okay, what? What?
That's from Alan Ringhausen's Patricia Neal stage show.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible simulation. He sits in a chair and does Patricia Neal all to it. So what's your next album?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Wow. I don't even know what this one is, but I'm pleased with it.
Yeah, what is this?
Turn it our way here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's another one of those
Capitol Record samplers.
Yeah, that's a sampler.
Yeah. And it's a chick in a leather vest, I think.
Here's
that's not really she.
I think that's a one piece. I think that's a mini skirt and top all in one.
I don't think she was ready to have her picture taken because it doesn't look like she's got it snapped all the way up.
It's not.
Okay.
There's at least two snaps.
Okay. Here you go. Okay, this is a real famous one here.
Herb Albert, Tijuana Brass.
Yeah, he's still alive.
And when I said there might be one, this is the one.
You have the whipped cream one.
Yeah, whipped cream and other delights.
Yeah.
I believe they say that no record collection is complete unless they
this
have a copy
of this. This
is a
very sought-after album. What are the hits on it?
Who cares? Naked Woman covered with whipped cream.
Taste of Honey, Green Peppers, Tangerine, Bittersweet Samba, Lemon Tree, Whipped Cream, Love Potion number 9, El Garbanzo, Lady Fingers, Butterball, Peanuts, Lollipops, and Roses.
How old is your kid, by the way? He's sitting here waiting.
Have you heard of any of those songs? No, it's a big no.
Are you 12? Yeah. Yeah, he's 12.
Okay. You've heard of 101 strings that make like elevator music?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is their album.
Okay. Well.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, that. That's that's something.
This is quite a collection of stuff you got.
Yes, it is.
That is.
Okay, get ready for the next one. Ready?
Yeah.
Who's this, 100 Strings again?
No, this is Caravelli and his Magnificent Strings.
Oh, okay.
And the album's called Ooh La La.
I almost said Ooh La La when I looked at the last one. Hey,
Johnson,
that one's not showing anything, but there are zero clothes on that
person. She has no clothes, but she has a lot of
tattoos.
I think it's the song list tattooed.
It's the song list, yeah.
To her back.
The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, it says.
Ooh La La.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the songs on here.
Yeah, I think the entire repertoire's on her back.
Well, you get to see what sells albums if you're doing a big band.
Paul Muriat, which you have in your hands right now, Love is Blue was his big hit. Is it on there?
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Love is Blue. You've heard of Paul Muriat. I don't know. We're going to, if you keep humming it exactly like that, I'm going to have to pay royalties. So.
Okay. I bet you don't.
Well, here's Paul Muriat.
How do you like her outfit?
It's the same one.
It's the same one, except there's paint.
They shop at the same store.
Same girl?
Well, I don't same think song it's the list. Same. No, the same outfit.
Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Right.
Sue's right. Got that same outfit.
That's just paint.
That's kind of a theme. Now, this is another highly sought after album cover here.
Paul Muriat again. Paul Muriat knows
that's
what
almost like a pop up book. Look at that.
He knows what sells his records.
Yeah.
Another woman who shops at the same clothes store is the first two.
How do you spell Paul Muriat?
M-A-U-R-I-A-T.
What strikes me about this collection, Alan, is that most of these albums were designed to go to record stations and disc jockeys, right?
Yeah.
So your target audience for these albums were a bunch of guys, old dudes spinning plastic, right? The Johnny Fevers of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's what would... That did fold open, Johnson.
Yeah, it did.
Your album has a fold out?
It's like a half gatefold. That's interesting.
Oh, I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, I know
this. Okay, I know that song. That's Love is Blue. That's Marriott. Okay.
Hey, this has got Mrs. Robinson on it.
Yeah, it's got stuff you've heard of.
It's got some Burt Bacharach, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Andre.
Lady Madonna.
Andre Koshelonstens and his orchestra.
Yeah, what's on the cover of that one, Craig? I can't.
It's a woman at a waterfall. It's got some guy's ugly mug on the back. However, the front is more appealing.
It's a girl sitting in a waterfall and she's all wet.
Right. Yeah. Moon River. I remember Fletch sung that.
Here's Percy Faith and his
orchestra. Percy Faith and his orchestra had a bunch of hits.
My Fair Lady. All right.
And that's Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
And she's wearing clothes.
A giant hat. Look at the size of that hat. It wouldn't fit in a car.
From album covers without any clothes to almost no skin showing.
Don't worry, we're going back. We're going back.
The Stylistics. Stylistics.
They actually had a hit somewhere,
didn't
they?
Oh, this looks like disco, and that top is barely on. The Girl Pretender.
From the Dirty Old Man collection.
Okay, then
Stylistics.
Okay. Don't lose that album. Look at that album, how shiny it is. It's like it's never been played.
Never been played. I don't even know what this one is.
Another one's promotional album.
It's a promo album, and that's a girl on a beach in a bikini.
They had to do these pictures of, you know, like race cars and girls and stuff to get the disc jockeys to actually pull the album out. Because you'd sit there and look at the album while
the
song plays.
That's what I said, that... that they had a target audience that they're putting these things out.
Right.
So if you look at the back of this album cover, Reach Out For Me by Nancy Wilson, both of those, the name of the song and her name is scratched out, and beside it, it says, No Good. I guess you're not playing that one.
Someone actually brought it out, and it wasn't any good.
Since those are promotional albums from the 60s, I think if you tapped on the sleeves, some cocaine would probably fall out on the floor. There should be some, you know, like $20 bills in there, maybe. I don't know. That's got a racehorse on it, Rick. What you got there?
Wow, here's something.
Oh, that's why I had that one. Okay. I forgot about that one.
That's unusual.
That's him. Yeah.
And Steve Coffin. Steve Coffin sings too.
He rode secretariat to the Triple Crown win.
Yeah.
And he's a jockey.
It's a gatefold, and look, there's a whole horse race going on inside of that.
And I never knew Steve Coffin could sing.
I doubt if he can. But he was, and not only was he riding secretariat, but he was riding the fame of the moment.
You know,
and put out an album.
Oh, and this is a themed album too.
Oh yeah.
Local hoedown, riding high.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Riding high would go with that cocaine.
Do you already have that one?
No. So far, Herb Alpert is...
That's it.
The whipped cream one.
Yeah.
What I was about to say, though, is that the third race that Secretariat won, the Belmont Stakes,
yeah,
won by, Jesus, like half the race course.
Right.
You just ran away from anyone.
Yep.
You could have ridden Secretariat that day and won that race.
We could have tripled up on that horse and it would have won.
I mean, Secretariat was going to win no matter what.
There were no holding that horse back.
I don't know that Steve Coughlin made all that much difference. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're a jockey and you're lucky enough to pick a winner, then you get famous. But otherwise, there's no magic to it. Should I play the Jaws theme?
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, wait.
What's that?
Clock 33, departing in 3 minutes.
Track 33 in 3 minutes. So we got 3 minutes to game time. We got time for a couple more.
Get through these albums here, man.
Laredo Almeida.
Acapulco 22. Look at that.
Woo-hoo.
So was that the year 22 or the 22 years old?
And there are four dames on the front, two of them scantily clad.
Oh, I like this next one a lot.
Okay. The other side's the cover.
Great big black snake on the cover.
I mean, the giant snake.
Right, cobra. Oh, I said black snake. That's a cobra.
And it's killed the woman on this one.
And a dead woman on the couch.
Because that's what sells music.
That's what music's all about.
Billy Vaughn, The Windmills of Your Mind. Here's an album.
One of our original station managers, what was his name? He was a giant Billy Vaughn fan. He had every Billy Vaughn album ever put out. Ron Mott. Remember Ron Mott?
I do remember Ron Mott. He's not alive anymore.
He's not alive anymore. God rest your soul. He is God rest your soul.
Yeah. What is this, psych rock?
But when you say every Billy Vaughn album.
That was it right there.
Oh, okay. Is this psych?
I got his one album.
You've got every album he's ever made.
That's right. There it is.
Here's the best of Living Voices, Great Love Songs. It looks like softcore porn.
Well, I mean, it's kind of blurred out. So
well, that's what I'm saying. It's softcore, but it's another. Oh. It's another woman dressed like Eve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's her.
It's a little blurry though.
Okay, so you got treats to take home.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Wait, huh? You didn't get them all.
Oh, these are the promotionals.
Yeah, this is the automotive promotion scene here.
Oh yeah, nice.
Capital Disc Jockey album. Here's a album with a whole bunch of the cars. It looks like the car that Maxwell Smart drove up on in the start of...
I like that album cover. Isn't that one where there's a whole bunch of different cars?
Yep. Yeah, there's a bunch of them on there. That's pretty cool. Nice.
Here's May 1968.
Miss May?
Yeah.
It's like on a... She's that girl sitting on an Indy.
Just so you know, the Capitol, these are things called the Capitol Disc Jockey albums, you know, and everyone's got a different month on them. And they're Jackie Gleason sings.
Yeah.
The Four Amigos, whoever they are, The Beatles Songbook, Volume 5, by the Holly Ridge Strings.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's nothing that's real on any of these, right? These are just Capitol disc jockey albums, and they're all race cars with like fashion models inside of them. And they all look like they're like from Swinging London.
Yeah. Well, they were all from the 60s, man.
Is it that time?
See you later,
Rick Gator.
Check it out.
And
this has been
Alligator.
The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Dr. Ferd's Mail Enhancement. If you want better service, lower postage, and faster delivery, you want Dr. Ferd. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later. From Rick Gator, Craigadile, and Alligator, this has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes. Like there are any.